inheritance. So having seen how the story started, one of the things I was curious to find out about was, can you actually love part two of The Inheritance without having seen part one? Because part one is 3.5 hours and the availability of tickets is looking a little slant. So I did follow a few people in who only saw part two, and they seemed to have an amazing time, connected all the dots. And indeed, part two has a few references right at the beginning of the previous play, but then in itself is an entire work with a slightly different emphasis. You don't have E.M. Forster on stage quite so much, and it is more like an evolved piece of theatre rather than the meta theatre that the part one looked at, where it was almost a play within a play. Part two is on its feet. It's a roller coaster. If I tell you that at the end, every single person in the Young Vic Theatre was on their feet for an ovation, then it gives you an idea of the fact that it's definitely something to put on your theatre calendar. It does run at 3 hours and 3 quarters, which means that you have a 15 and a 10 minute break. But it's so engaging that I really recommend you considering this, and don't be put off by the length of it. So more of the political aspects of living as a gay man in New York City through, I'd say, from the 1950s onwards is referenced in this play. There are many different generations. And whilst there is a lot of political references, it's full of wit and charm, as well as incredibly tragic moments that pull the heart and make you just want to reach out to the character. Set in Brooklyn and Manhattan, it looks at different levels of society, if you'd like to call that, and also how through situations and health situations people slide between the different layers. And for that there is so much compassion given by the production team. It is going to be one of the best plays of the year, I think. And of course, part two stars Vanessa Redgrave as Margaret, a lady who has been a caretaker of a building because of the story of her own son and how she came about to be caring for men suffering from the ravages of disease. There is complete lack of judgment, as you would expect, during this work, and it's really refreshing to sort of see homosexuality love as the norm, and just the honesty that the characters bring to this world is just full of love. I just felt the whole show was just beaming with love and understanding for the people who have treaded the path that the characters portray. So it's full of hijinks, parties, and on the other scale of things, the story goes to deep sadness and dealing with death ultimately through the connections of relationships and the trials and tribulations that that brings. So do go and see this if you enjoyed the Tony Kushner plays, or if New York means something to you, or you're a fan of new writing or American drama, or you'd love to see Vanessa Redgrave, a real masterpiece of theatre. She just transforms into an elderly American lady with such ease, and the way that she interacts with the cast, if you're an actor or creative person, then it just is a masterpiece about how you respect fellow creative souls and create a collaboration and an ensemble piece. So that was my takeaway, why I recommend this as a piece of theatre to see if you yourself are a creative person. So this is playing at the Young Vic on Waterloo in London, and written by Matthew Lopez, also the author of The Whipping Man, which was staged at the Manhattan Theatre Club, and directed by Stephen Daldry, who started his career at the Sheffield Crucible Theatre. So it's quite interesting to see how the creative people behind this have forge their careers, and that, and looking at the programme can give you some insights into that. So hopefully that's given you some ideas of theatre ideas in London if you're around. And whatever you're up to this week, enjoy the start of spring. The colours are coming up and around. And if you feel like you'd fancy doing a review of something you've seen, check out my Udemy course, currently free. do subscribe if you've enjoyed. Click like and talk to you again soon.